several years ago, I had the opportunity to be a behavior specialist, and my function was to train teachers in new information about how to manage misbehavior and promote strong behavior, appropriate behavior in the classroom, and go out and provide teachers with additional support for students who weren't responding to their current classroom management techniques. And this one day just sticks out in my mind pretty clearly, that there was this teacher who was at a middle school, a self-contained special education classroom. And the teacher was finishing her lunch at her desk and then was passing out all these papers back to the children in the class. And I was there to observe this one child. And he got all his papers back, and there was a red line through every single problem on every single worksheet. And then she said, "Now, as soon as you get all these corrected, then you can go to the assembly this afternoon. But if you don't get them corrected, you can't go to the assembly." And then she went and sat back down. So he raises his hand and says, "I need some help on this. I've got all these wrong." He was obviously upset. And she said, "You just need to try harder." And he's like, "I can't do this." And she said, "Well, you're just going to have to try." And she resumes eating her lunch. Finally, he's escalating in his voice, and he's on the verge of tears. And then he stands up, rips up all the papers, and throws them at her in a million little pieces and says, "Hello, if I can't do one, I can't do 500. Somebody needs to teach me," which I thought was pretty profound. Now, obviously he got in trouble for that response, but then I had the chance to take him aside. We took one of the problems that we found on one of the torn up pieces, and it was all subtracting across zero. So he didn't understand the concept. If it was like 501 minus 199, he didn't know what to do if there was a zero in the tens place. So it was one simple correction, and then he was able to do all the rest of them. And he actually got all five worksheets done and was able to go to the assembly, but he had also earned a detention along the way. And it really bothered me, because his behavior went from zero to 60 when it really didn't need to. If she had had some pre-correction plan in place for managing student errors, then none of that would have happened.